Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need a help.
Well, greetings, 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 and welcome to the broadcast, radio listening audience. This is your host, Saret Sands, and you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. And I thank you for tuning in today to this program, Help by Design Radio program, where we want to see you healthy, we want to see you whole, health in three dimensions, spirit, soul, and body. And again, I'm your host, Saret Sands. We're excited to be coming to you week by week, and we thank God for you tuning in. We thank God for you. And we've been talking to you starting with this new year and this new month of broadcast in 2016. We're talking to you now about the acceptable fast. This is week two. We're going to go into a little bit of discussion about the human will, you know, your three-dimensional spirit, soul, and body. And you know that the will is a part of your soul, because you have your mind, your will, and your emotions. And a lot of times that would be considered the real you, who you are, your DNA, and all that is enclosed there, who you were created to be. You're unlike any other. And we're now finishing a book called Your Unique Design. We're hoping to be able to get that to you real soon. And we want you to go ahead and grab that book, because I believe there's something God wants to share with you, something he wants to say to you today, that you're unique and made in his image, but not like someone else. He formed and fashioned you. Well, I tell you, we serve a good God today. And again, we're talking to you about the acceptable fast. You know, right about this time, you know, people are fasting. And of course, many people fast for different reasons. And then there's different type of fast. And we're talking a little bit about that in this month's newsletter as well. So I hope you can get that as well. But, you know, there's a complete fast, a partial fast. And sometimes there people do a little bit of combination of both. And with the complete fasting with no food or water, you know, that's the type of fast that you would need to be led to do that fast if you believe that the Spirit of the Lord is leading you into that type of fast, then you seek the Lord for that. Because one of the ones that we kind of promote and encourage is a Daniel fast. It's a partial fast. That's whereby in the book of Daniel 1:12 it says, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. And the diet consists only of vegetables to eat and water to drink. And then again in Daniel 10:2-3 it says, where it says, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, nor meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And this type of fast lasts for 21 days and restrict meats and alcohol and foods and cakes. And, you know, the way I kind of look at it, you know, you can have organic, something that's made or something that's organic or something that's grown. That is what you can have. Other than that, you will be abstaining from that. And we want to talk to you today about our topic here is the acceptable fast. And so this is a consideration whereby we incorporate, you know, all of the components of fasting and what is it intended to do and what is God maybe trying to explain or share with you and tell you about what is acceptable unto him. And of course, we talked about a little bit the different reasons for fasting. But what is it that is acceptable to our Father? And if we delve a little bit deeper into this, we may be able to undertake what is the pathway that leads to a healthy spirit, soul, and body, as well as usher you more into the will of God. And again, we're going to add the component of talking about the will of God and, of course, addressing your will. People understand that, you know, they make decisions. I chose to do this. I don't want to do that. I want to do this. And but if you understand a little bit closer, a little bit more fully, what is your will comprised of? What is it all about? Then maybe you can understand a little bit more how you go about making decisions. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. One of the things I would just share that God gave man free will to choose and to decide what it is that he wants to do. But he also asked you, choose you this day who you will serve. You know, God be God, serve him. And so when we come back, we're going to go into this component of understanding the will. And I just may just want to read to you a little bit of Isaiah 58 in your hearing so that we can just touch on just a little bit of what we touched on last week, just to wrap that up, and then go a little bit further into the acceptable fast, understanding your will. And when I come back, I will be right back. We're also expecting a special guest to call in today. Also, Michael Aparicio, Hope Chaplaincy Ministry, is our special guest to be on the broadcast today. And we're waiting and hoping that we'll hear from him today. But when we come back from the broadcast, we will talk a little bit more about this acceptable fast.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, 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 welcome back. Welcome back, radio listening audience. I am your host, Sarette Sands, and God truly wants you whole in every area of your life. And I want to read to you Isaiah 58 for your hearing, verse 3 through 11. And the word of God says, the word of the Lord says, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul? And thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and do smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, saith the Lord, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, says the Lord, to loose the bands of wickedness, hallelujah, to undo the heavy burdens, hallelujah, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's stop right there for a minute. Praise God. We thank God for the word today that we are to understand what is an acceptable fast unto the Lord. Yes, we fast, and we abstain from food. And yes, we talked about the different types of fast, but a consecration fast, a fast where you're praying unto God, that where you're submitting your will unto God's will, to hearing the voice and the mandate of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. The Lord crying out to you, saying to you that in this time, will you examine yourself? Will you see what it is that you're made of? Will you understand the purpose and the means but whereby which you fast? And then determine in your heart that you will become more sensitive. Determine in your heart that if you see someone hurting, or you see someone sick, or someone by the highways or the byways, or a little downtrodden, will you stop and turn yourself as sensitive, begin to have empathy to, as Jesus wept when he saw those who needed him to stop what he was doing, to just stop by. And he said to the woman who touched the hem of his garment, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" Because he was tuned into the needs, because he had been before the Father. He had been in prayer. He had been at consecration time where he could hear and become sensitive. Because if we don't stop and fast and acceptable fast until and do an acceptable fast unto the Lord, we will not be able to hear the heart of God. We will not be able to be sensitive to the things that God is sensitive to heal the brokenhearted, to those who are in a contrite spirit, and to those who are downtrodden, those who are downcast. Hear by the word of the Lord today that this is what we would say would be acceptable unto our Father. And the last, let's read the last, I tell you, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, saints. Let's eat. Let's eat the last part of this word. "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." So once you've done this fast, that you've turned away from your desires of your flesh, and that you hide not your own self from the Lord, let him come in and sup with you and dine with you and be your God. And as you invite the Holy Spirit in to take control of your mind, your will, your emotions, to come into your soul, your inner man, to change your thinking, to transform your mind, to also your will and your emotions, so that you will be more sensitive to the things that God is sensitive to. You will be able to move and do and be his mouthpiece, to be his arms and legs, to walk to and fro circumspectively on this earth as a steward, as a student, and as a follower of Christ. So we thank God again for this word of the acceptable fast. And the last section of this wonderful passage of scriptures is, it says here, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and the righteousness shall go before thee. Then," hallelujah, "then I say, people, children, men and women of God today, then the Lord says, I shall hear your call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry." And how many sometimes are feeling like they're crying out to the Lord? They want to be heard. They say, "Lord, come see about me." But if you're on this fast, and if you're in a season of fast, if you begin to turn and incline your ear to the Lord to purify your heart, your soul, your mind, and to surrender your will, to subject your mindset to his mindset, to be turned on the mind of Christ, as Romans 12 said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So bless God. Now we begin to understand what we're talking about, the acceptable fast. Because if thou take away from, he says, Lord, the Lord says, "Here I am." At that point, he says, you can call on him, and then his righteousness will come forth, healing will come forth. And the Lord himself says, "Here I am." And then he says, "I will take away from the midst of thee the yoke." Glory to God. How many need yoke to be destroyed today, burdens to be removed? Now, the Lord says that he will put forth, and he says, "If thou take away from thee the midst of your yoke," and he says, he will take away, and if you will do this, putting forth a finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and then I will satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light arise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as a noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. We need the Lord to guide us, so we're going to ask for this. We're going to pray for this. Lord, guide us. Lord, show us the direction. Lord, give us the light. Come see about us. Come touch us where we are right now and satisfy our soul in drought. Thank you, Lord, and make fat our bones. And like I said last time, we're not talking about fat or overweight, but becoming rich in the things of God, becoming whole in the things of God. Because he said, "You will hunger no more, and you will thirst no more. And seek ye first the things of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Oh, glory to God, saints. Aren't you happy about that today? I tell you, I am happy. I'm excited about this word, and I pray that you're being blessed by this word. And I tell you, when we come back from the brief announcements from our announcer, we're going to come back, and then we're going to close out with talking a little bit today to you about your will. How does all this, by the understanding a little bit better of your will, you can be able to move yourself into a place of more connectivity with the Lord, hearing and being more sensitive. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, I tell you, welcome back, radio listen audience. We're so glad that you tuned in today. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. But we're coming back, we're talking a little bit about the will of man and mankind. Of course, God created Adam, you know, back in the beginning, and he breathed in him the breath of life. And from the beginning, he made a three-dimensional man. Just as God is three-dimensional, spirit, soul, and body, God is Father, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're also spirit, soul, and body. And it's the Holy Spirit that comes when we're born again, that dwells within our spirit, that gives us the awakening, that gives us the quickening, and begin to be sensitive and to be controlled more by the things of God. But in your soul realm, the dimensions of the soul area is comprised your will. And the human will is even beginning to be recognized even as an early stage, even as before you're born, that will begins to form. And then even as the baby is delivered, that will is there because unknown to many, the baby even helps in the birth because the baby has a will now deforming, that has been formed, that has been placed in them. And then they will begin to grow. And then as a kid begins to grow, a lot of times when the child says, no, I don't want this, no, yes and no, they begin to understand that they have a decision they can make. They can say yes or they can say no. So just also as we begin to understand our salvation and to acceptance of Jesus Christ, you have a decision to make. Will thou accept Christ to be born again, to accept him as your beloved Savior? To declare that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the living, the only begotten Son of the living God. And if you believe on him, you will be saved. So you believe unto righteousness, you believe unto salvation. But then this is a part of your decision-making, that you have a will. You're not, God did not make you a robot where, you know, you don't have a capacity to think and to make decisions. But the will is also a gift. It is a gift from God because God has given it to you that even into eternity that he's imparting in you your will. But then, of course, we know that God has a will, and his will is sovereign. But at the same time, you have a will that you can make decisions. And hear me by the Spirit of the Lord that sometimes your will, if you're not surrendered, and certainly if a person is not saved, that will is not going to be obedient. It's not going to be a subject up to the things of God. And that's why this talking about this susceptible fast is also a part of understanding how you're submitting your will to not my will, but thy will be done, the Bible says. And nevertheless, that's what Jesus said, that even if he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and when he was beginning to suffer, and then he knew that what was impending his death, he said, but not my will, Father, nevertheless your will be done. So this thing about this will, to understanding your will and subjecting your will into the control and to the jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit, so that now your will is in alignment with the will of God. And you know, people, that only leads to fruitfulness. That only leads to a place, your destiny, when your will is lined up with the will of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And then also, when we look at Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15, 22, it says, "For as in Adam all die, so as in Christ all shall live." Aberly, you know, also Adam, he sinned and he rebelled, and it was, you know, it was his will that led him into that rebellion, that sin. If he were to just follow and submit even what his mind is telling him to do, that is not lining up with what the Lord, as a matter of fact, the Lord God himself walking in the cool of the day with Adam, how close can you get to the Father, our Father? Our Father, and Adam was with our Father, and Adam walked in the cool of the day with the Lord. And so he knew what the will of God is and what it was. But at the same time, in that Adam has his own will, he who was made in the image of God, he who was designed perfectly and fearfully wonderfully made, made a decision that I'm going to decide to eat of this fruit, of this tree that was forbidden, and it was known to him, but he had a will that he had to try to get in charge of. But I will tell you this, thank God for the new Adam in this new season that has come. This Christ, this God, this man who was fully man, fully God, but fully man, who dwelt among us so that we could see how it is, he who knew no sin, to become sin for us and to show us how we may be able to get a right to the tree of life. And so that is how the scripture says, through Christ we're being made alive, because yet we were dead in our trespasses, we were dead in our sins. Through this new Adam, this Christ, this King of Kings, this Lord of Lords, the Son of the living God, we now surrender. Once again, you still have a decision to make. You got to surrender your will and your mind, your emotions to Christ. You got to take on the mind of Christ. And through fasting and the acceptable fast, once again, is that fast that produces not only physical health benefits, purifying your souls, purifying your physical body, cleansing your body, purifying your whole, cleansing your system throughout, removing toxins, eating of the things that are beneficial to the flesh and to the body, but also reading and laying prostrate before God in prayer, and to absorb the things of God, to be made more in his image, is acceptable unto him. And then finally, as I explained to you, as wanted to talk to you a little bit about surrendering your will, because when you do this, when you refrain from things, the fleshly lust and the desires, the food lust, the desires, the things that you want to do that you abstain from doing, whatever season, whatever period it is that you're led to do that, you go before God and say, God, cleanse me up, create in me a clean heart, renew the right spirit within me, and God will do. He will do just that. And you come out refreshed and understanding what is the perfect and acceptable will of God. And I will say just a little bit more here about the will and understanding what the will of the Lord is. So once you've submitted your will unto his, once you purpose in your heart and your mind that you're going to do what the Lord's will is, and you're going to surrender your will. Your will may say, I want to eat more. I'm not going to stay on this fast, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to backslide, or I'm going to backbite, or I'm not going to exercise the fruit of the Spirit, but I'm going to be involved in the works of the flesh. But I tell you, the Holy Spirit will come if you allow him to, and surrender your will unto him, and surrender your even your very needs and desires, your wants. Even the scripture has said in Isaiah 58, even your there'll be healing that you will shall manifest even in your bones and even your marrow. I tell you, your light shall spring forth like the noonday. How many want that? That's what I want today, and that's what I want for my brothers and my sisters. Hear me today. And I tell you, as far as just a little bit on doing God's will, I tell you, this is so good. We might continue with this component of doing God's will because it's important for us to understand as we go into this new season, as we go into 2016, what is the will of God, not for my brother, my sisters, but what is the will of God for my life and my family? So it is important. So this here in Ephesians 5, 17, it says, what is God's will? I'm sorry, it says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And in Ephesians 6, 6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. So this is telling us that as we begin to surrender our heart, our mind, our will, and emotions to God, as we become more sensitive, as we go into this period of fasting, as we go into this time where we're withdrawing from the things of the world, the things of the flesh, and we're moving or we're migrating more towards the things of the Spirit, we begin to hear the heart of God. We begin to move forward into the things of God, and we begin to understand the will of God for our lives because our will is submitted now unto His will. Well, praise God, saints. This is a mighty word from God, and I hope that you're getting this word. I hope you're eating this word. I hope you're taking it in, digesting it, and then dissecting it. But I tell you, dissecting and digesting. And I tell you, we're going to continue more of this, praise God, tune in week by week, and we're going to try to continue and give you more of what you're looking for. I'm going to come right back, mighty men and women of God, and we're going to give you just a little bit of announcements. And I tell you, we thank God for you today, this word today, the acceptable fast.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. And thank you for tuning in this week and continue tuning in week by week. We want to continue to bring you those broadcasts that we feel that are beneficial to help you be whole in all areas of your life. And then we pray that you continue to tune in and invite someone. Tell someone about it. Tell someone about that you're enjoying. Give us information, letting us know that you are enjoying the broadcast, that it's been a beneficial, it's been a blessing to you, and we will be glad to hear just that. And I want to tell you a little bit about some announcements. By the way of the announcements, there will be a She Rocks coming up on March 5th, a She Rock Empowerment with Pastor Queen Hinkle. We want you to go on the website, follow us on Facebook, and go ahead and please subscribe to the newsletter because most of these things will be in newsletter January 23rd. Stephen's Health and Fitness. There will be a graduation ceremony. Congratulations to all of the candidates who passed the test, who made the mark at Stephen's Health and Fitness, and they're getting their certificate, and they're going on to be healthier, have a healthier life. And again, we're going to sign off right now, but we'll be back. And again, we thank you for tuning in. God wants you whole in every year. Until next time, this is your host, Sarette Sands, and saying goodbye. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper.